It's time for the Entertainment Earth Video Games Podcast for June 25th, 2010. We don't sell them, I just like to talk about them. This week we've got some interesting pieces of video game history for you, along with the weekly downloadables, and me rambling about what I've been playing, which isn't very interesting to anyone except for me and my friends. Thanks for indulging me! The single most exciting news bit, I think, in ages has been a few websites have gotten a hold of pictures of the original concept art for Pac-Man on graph paper from a million years ago. It was revealed to the public this week, and you can see them on 1UP.com and various other video gaming websites. Just search for Pac-Man and concept art, and you'll find it. On the Wii this week, you can download things that are not as interesting as Pac-Man, including Art Style Rotozoa, Bejeweled 2, okay, that's pretty interesting, Tales of Bearsworth Manor Chaotic Conflicts, and Tales of Bearsworth Manor Puzzling Pages. There are no virtual console games this week. On the DSi, you can download Spin 6, Puffins Let's Fight. Oh, wait, Let's Fish? I'd rather have Puffins Let's Fight, though. I think that would be a pretty fun game. Mega Words, Super Swap, or Legendary Wars T-Rex Rumble. Street Fighter 4 was announced for the Nintendo 3DS this week. I'm quite curious to see how it'll turn out. The control's probably going to work more or less just fine, but 3D Street Fighter 4, yeah, I'm sold. On the Xbox 360, you can download Duke Nukem Manhattan Project or Risk Factions. On the PlayStation 3, if you are getting the subscription, you can get Sam & Max Episode 3, They Stole Max's Brain. And there are no PS1 classics this week. On the PlayStation Portable, or PSP, you can get TNA Impact Cross the Line, or the PSP Mini's Burnin' Rubber and Influence. So that's a pretty good lineup of stuff. Also, Transformers War for Cybertron came out this week on the PlayStation 3, the Xbox 360, and the PC. The PC version is $20 cheaper, in case you are curious about such things. I've only played the multiplayer demo so far, so I have no idea how the actual game is. I'm kind of what you call cheap. But anyway, oh, I gotta tell you about this. Get a free t-shirt from Entertainment Earth. We like you so much, we'd like to give you the shirt off our back, but that's kind of gross because it's hot and we sweat. So we're going to give you brand new t-shirts. Order any three, get one free. That's right, add four t-shirts to your shopping cart. We'll give you the cheapest one for nothing. Pre-order, in stock, it doesn't matter. We'll send it to you because we're crazy. Crazy about t-shirts and crazy about making sure you get t-shirts of Street Fighter, Tron, Resident Evil, and more. And more is because we've got 500 different styles of t-shirts. And if I listed them all here, it would be more ad than podcast. So I'll stop now. Thanks for ordering t-shirts from Entertainment Earth as part of our 4th of July sale. And that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter, won't you? Twitter.com/EntEarth. Being a fan of the video game as an entertainment thing, I've been playing through some myself lately. I think you'll be proud to know that I have actually played through and beat two video games from the 1980s recently. I haven't played them in a while, but I would say a while being 20 years ago, but I did play through the original Wizards of Warriors from Rare on the NES, as well as Konami's The Goonies 2, both of which are surprisingly fun games and highly recommended trying out. Very similar in a lot of respects, because you have a game, you go through a quest, you get a lot of power-ups, you keep the new exciting things with you the whole time, and they're not that long, which is funny, because if you've ever rented an NES game when you were a kid, and I know some of you listening probably weren't born when you could still rent NES games. Thanks for indulging me. But you would get a game, you'd have it for 2 days, you'd never beat it, or maybe you would if your parents didn't make you take out the garbage or only play for an hour or two at a time, but you probably wouldn't beat it. And in this case, it's amazing just to plug in Wizards of Warriors and just plow right through it. It's amazing the kind of video game skills you can pick up in a couple of decades. And Goonies too. I can't say enough nice about that game. I just wish there was more of it. It's a lot shorter than I remembered it being. But the scuba section was still there. It was really cool. The Arctic section was always neat. And I really wish somebody would make a Goonies 3. Just like Goonies 2, but twice as big and more weird environments. Maybe you can go to the moon. Because in Goonies 2, the whole point is you've got the house. And you can go into the house's attic. You can go in the front door and the back door of the house. You go under the house and there's volcanoes. And there are waterfalls. It's completely absurd, but it's so much fun. Can't say enough nice about it. So, yeah, you can't buy it in stores anymore, but if you find a used copy of The Goonies 2 and have an NES or NES-compatible hardware like a Yobo or whatever the heck they make these days, get it. It's great. Good fun. I mean, it was one of my first NES games, one of my first video games, and I wonder if they'll ever make toys for it, because they did the Goonies movie stuff, but that didn't last very long. They'll probably never do 8-bit Goonies figurines or magnets or something. That would be pretty cool. Oh, well, I'm rambling. So anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast. See you guys next time. Don't forget, free t-shirts at Entertainment Earth.